the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many demons had entered into him. It is our old friend, the Gadarene demoniac, once again. He stops by around this time every year, very close to Halloween, in the rotation of the church's gospel lectionary that, you know, the church lays out all the readings for every Sunday of the year, indeed every day of the year. I was reading this week in an Orthodox discussion group online concerning Halloween pros and cons of the observance of Halloween. One group said that it's simply demonic and historically occult, an occult-based feast and pagan. Others argue that it's harmless fun and that the kids can wear pleasant costumes and that it can unify a community, a neighborhood, by bringing people together in the Halloween spirit. I would say that in my youth it was harmless fun. Now it's become sort of zombified and gruesome and ghoulish and an excuse for adult costume parties, any excuse for a party, and using the term adult loosely. But the bottom line, we moderns are easily deceived. We ought not to be so trusting of ourselves, of our powers of discernment, we being the weakest generation spiritually. Spiritual discernment is at a low point in our day, and worldly self-entertainment is at a high point. I deceive myself all the time. I deceive myself all the time, and I let myself be deceived. I mask my own sins without the help of a mask. As to the Gadarene man, possessed by the legion of demons, we don't know how he fell into this state. The scripture does not say. We just know that after our Lord Jesus Christ, God's only Son, God through with him, by the power of God over evil, they found the man sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. Which would be a good place, brothers and sisters, for us all to be found. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in our right mind. And one could say that this is the very goal of the church's program. To get us to a place, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed with the grace of God, and in our right mind, our right discerning, watchful, repentant mind, that we would have no other costume but that. No other costume. That would be a real treat for us to be sitting at the Lord's feet in a holy and healed state. But the sad fact of our everyday life is we allow ourselves to be tricked. We allow ourselves to be tricked. We are tricked by our own passions. By our own passions. And behind each of the passions lies a demon. A demonic contribution to the passion. In the words of Saint Macarius the Great of Egypt, great desert father of the 5th century, Saint Macarius said, there are two types of demons. Two types. One type subverts people with such passions as anger and lust, while the other type, which is called the lead type, combats people by drawing them into various heresies, false teachings, blasphemies, and delusions. He said the lead type is dispatched by their leader, Satan himself, to the sorcerers and the leaders of heresies. Demons of the flesh, then, are most common. Demons of the mind, of falsehood, of heresy, and delusion are the worst, and come from Satan himself. Hopefully heresy is not our problem today. Here. Just the passions. And the passions are enough to contend with. At one time, St. Macarius saw a demon with all his instruments and tricks stuffed in various vases and gourds that were sort of attached to his garment. He had all these different bottles of things, like a medicine man. And St. Macarius watched him with his numerous pockets and these gourds and bottles. And the saint asked him, knew he was something evil. The saint asked him where he was going and what was in those receptacles. And the demon replied, "I go to the monks who dwell in the lower meadow, and I carry potions. I carry potions so that each one will drink the one he likes the most." And after he said this, the demon vanished. So, various potions of passions to test which one we will fall for most readily. There's an early Christian document, the Shepherd of Hermes, from the very first or early second century of church history. And the shepherd or pastor of Hermes says, "If you are patient, the Holy Spirit who lives in you will remain pure. He will rejoice and be glad." He said, "But when a spirit of anger tries to push itself in as well, the Holy Spirit, who is so tender, straightway feels constricted." He said, "The Lord dwells in patience, but the devil dwells in anger." The Lord dwells in patience. The devil dwells in anger. He said, "When such spirits dwell in one and the same vessel with the Holy Spirit, that vessel can never contain them all. It overflows, as it were." He says, "For the tender spirit, the tender Holy Spirit, is not accustomed to live together with an evil spirit or with harshness. And he departs from such a man and seeks to dwell in a place where gentleness, patience, and quiet are at home." The Holy Spirit seeks dwelling places, which is to say human souls, in a place where gentleness, patience, and quiet dwell. Brothers and sisters, our passion of anger chases the Holy Spirit, our Lord and giver of life, as we sung of him in Matins, that he is the life of every soul, the Holy Spirit. It chases the Holy Spirit from our soul, this passion of anger. Anger leaves us naked of God. Anger leaves us naked of God like the Gadarene. Anger is a lonely desert. And then there's judging. You'll notice that in a courtroom, the judge sits separately and above everyone. He's above the jury. He's above the lawyers. He's above those whose case is being tried. He sits in judgment over everything and everyone. When we do that, when we judge, when we sit in judgment over our neighbor, we think we're smart. We think we're smart, but we are smart like Satan. We are smart like Satan. That's what Satan does. Indeed, that's how Satan came to be. The teaching, as we discussed in our class last Tuesday evening, is that Lucifer fell from heaven out of envy. Out of resentment of us humans. Resentment of us. He judged us unworthy to exist as God intended us to exist. He judged us unworthy to bear the image of God. God intended to create a creature that would bear his own image, which is never said of any of the bodiless ranks of the host of angels that this creature would be made in the image of God. And so he rebelled against God's plan to create us. Satan judged God. Satan judged God to be wrong in his intentions towards us. And he continues to judge us. He continues to judge us and to try and prove God wrong, that God made a mistake with us. Say, God don't make no mistakes. But to try and ruin each and every one of us, to prove God wrong, that's what he's about. He's not about scary faces and strange costumes and guys coming out of the grave who can't walk right. He wants to demonstrate that we fail to live up to our high calling as made in God's image, as icons of God. He desires nothing more than to bring us down, to bring out our lowest animal nature in us, the worst of the worst, to make us failures in our high calling that we've been given from God, to pull us down and to mock us. And we often surrender our dignity too easily. We let him have his way. And so rather than imitate God, the devil encourages us to imitate him. To imitate him. How? By judging one another. By condemning, because he wants to condemn us. To condemn us all to hell if he could. When we judge, we cooperate with Satan. We do the devil's work. The devil's work. We'd be better off going and celebrating Halloween. To the hilt. To the hilt. And be content. Be content to judge each other's costumes. That would be better. Rather than to judge and condemn one another as we do in everyday real life. As we do in real life. St. Basil the Great said, if you see your neighbor committing sin, take care not to dwell exclusively on his faults, but try to think of the many good things he has done and continues to do. Many times by examining everything he has done, you will come to the conclusion that he is truly better than you. Of course, we don't want to see that. And certainly Satan doesn't see the good in anyone and doesn't want us to see the good in anyone. He wants you to see things the way he sees them. To see no good in anyone, except of course yourself. To see no good in anyone except yourself. Satan thinks enough of himself to dare to deputize himself to take God's place on the throne. Well, he is deceived. And he wants to deceive you too. Brothers and sisters, simply put, let us not cooperate with the evil one. We want to cooperate with our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, judge not, and ye will not be judged. We want to be clothed in our right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. In order to get there, we have to consciously cast off the devil's influences. To cast off the devil's influence. We have to see where he is trying to take us, which is something like those swine heading off the cliff. Read St. Dorotheus of Gaza in today's bulletin on suspicion. On suspicion. We don't have to always be fooled. We don't have to always play the fool to the devil. The devil is not ever going to jump out. The devil is not ever going to jump out in front of us in a horror mask. So the defenders of Halloween are right about that. The devil is never going to come at us that way. But he is going to get us to look at the face of each other. To get us to look at the face of each other, our brother, our sister, a family member, made in the image of God, to look at them with disdain, to look at them with resentment, to look at them with condemnation, to look at them with the judge's eye, and at that point, our life has truly become a real horror story. A real horror story. A real basking in evil. A genuine cooperation with the devil. Brothers and sisters, may we resist that temptation and be able to say with St. Paul from today's epistle, Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to Jesus Christ.